pays off. Good beats evil, and tough times make tough people.
We have a special show for you today in honor of the victims and their survivors for the flash flood that has caused such devastation here in our valley. We're going to start with Lou Vargo. He is the director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency, and he has been doing magnificent work, he and his team, regarding all of this. And we asked Lou to come back on to give us the official latest update here on Big Willie 105.5. Lou Vargo, welcome back, sir. How are you this morning? Lou?
Dimitri, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
So what is the latest this morning, Lou?
Well, we're continuing operations. As you know, yesterday we announced finding the seventh victim, but we still have one credible missing person that we're continuing our search for today. We're doing that. We're also, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the devastation here in the valley is just unbelievable. We have a lot of infrastructure. I was just talking to Commissioner Randy Wharton. Our public service districts, a lot of our stores that is just covered with mud and net that we have to clean. We've been restoring our water to Valley Grove. We're continuing working on the water system and the sewer system. But the main thing is just getting assistance to all the homeowners who have a lot of muck and clean up. We're getting volunteers out to them now because the Department of Highways and the National Guard have done remarkable work in the county. Our city, Public Works, under direction of Bill Lanham and Steve Johnson, have done phenomenal work here in the city cleaning things, but we still have a lot of work to do, and we're continuing to do that. And again, as I told you, I talked about the other day, the most important, well, one of the most important things we need to do is get information to the governor, which I'm going to be meeting with him at 9 o'clock, so that we could get information to FEMA and the president and get a declaration. And if people, if they haven't, if they could get on the website, emd.wv.gov/disaster-survey, they could do that from a cell phone. If they don't have that, we have people going out now that are going to be knocking on doors and say, have you conducted the survey? If not, they'll actually do it for them, and we'll get that information out, because that's going to be the key to get FEMA in here and get, you know, financial assistance, not only to the public, the government agencies for our infrastructure, but also the individuals, the businesses, and the people who homes been destroyed. Looking at the preliminary number, we have an ungodly number of houses destroyed and heavily damaged that are not inhabitable, and we just need to get assistance to these people. So the governor's working very closely along with our congressmen and senators to tell the president what's going on here in Ohio County, and hopefully can get that disaster declaration as soon as possible.
How many homes were destroyed, Lou?
I think last count we had 30-some. Looking at it yesterday afternoon, I wanted to do this for before going in, because we're going to meet with the Weather Channel, but I'll be able to text you when we get the most up-to-date count this morning.
So roughly 36 homes destroyed.
Yep, and roughly about 70-some that are extensively damaged, probably uninhabitable without extensive repairs.
My goodness. And the victims, we have 7 victims now?
We have 7 victims, and we do have one credible person that we're considered as a missing that we are continuing our search for.
Okay, and where are you searching for this last person?
All along Wheeling Creek and also in the river.
Okay.
We know where she was last seen, where she went into the water. So from that point all the way down to the mouth of the river, and then we have boats in the water continuing our search.
And what was that phone number again for people to get in? Is it to get in touch with FEMA or to fill out the survey?
No. If they need help with the survey, if they would call 304-234-7109, we have call takers. They could also say that they need assistance, help, that we could send volunteers, or if people who are still willing to donate, they could call that number also. And Demetri, I want to tell you, you and I both talked about the people of this valley, and when everybody comes to case in disasters, the outpouring we have from businesses, individuals not affected, bring in food, bring in supplies. We have warehouses full of things. Walmart is bringing truckloads, just to name one of the businesses, but multiple businesses. Gas well companies, contractors bring in bulldozers and cranes and things to help us. The outpour of community support and also business community is just, it's unbelievable.
It really is. What else can you share with our listeners? Did anything develop since yesterday afternoon with the last press conference?
No, we're still, we terminated operations. You know, we're getting to the point, everybody's just working around the clock. We're trying to get our first responders, get us some rest. So we're, sparing crews and, switching crews out and things like that. So, best of my knowledge, I didn't get any calls during the night after about 9. We're still working with AEP and Columbia Gas and everything about getting all the utilities back on. So, just the recovery efforts is continually going on.
How many homes?
As I said, if I hear anything or, I know you go off the air, but I would still love to just give you a heads up, and that way you could get out to your other radio partners there at the station.
No question. How many homes are without power this morning? Do you know, Lou?
To be honest, I haven't checked that yet.
Okay.
There's still several hundred.
All right. Is there anything that you need? We're doing a special show this morning. We've got the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group here, the River Network. We've got the sales manager, one of our top salespeople. We've got several other people coming in who are going to be explaining all the different things that are going to be available to all the victims here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Is there anything you need or your people need that maybe we could help you?
Not off the top of my head. I think, like I said, the outpour has been overwhelming, but, the commission, High County Commission, a lot of people were talking about financial donations. You could also, on that same number, you could, people or businesses who want to contribute that. We've been getting some significant, from different companies like Project Best and other ones. All that money's going to go back to the people who've been affected by this flooding event.
And if people want more information, Lou, I know I've got to turn you loose because you've got a big interview coming up with the Weather Channel. If people want more information or how they can volunteer, how they can contribute, anything at all, what is that phone number again, please, Lou Vargo?
304-234-7109.
Once again, that number is?
304-234-7109.
Lou Vargo, thank you so very much for your time, for your information, for all the work that you and your team are doing. It was masterful under very trying, terrible conditions, and we wish you the very best, sir. You and your team wish you the very best. Thank you again, Lou Vargo.
Okay, Jerusha, thank you.
Bye. There's a great guy. We've got a very special show for you today on Big Willie 105.5. And I'm going to turn my camera around here for the Facebook live stream of this. So just bear with me. We have the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group, the River Talk, the River Network, I should say, and the sales manager here as well. So just bear with me. There you go. All right, Cody Barrick, you are the owner of the River Network, the Ohio Midland News Group, and Jim Trefney, our sales manager, and we have many other people going to be joining the show this morning. So, guys, why are you here? Cody, let's start with you. If you could get closer to the mic, please.
Why are we here? Well, we thought it would be a good idea to do whatever we could as a group of radio stations to help the victims. And anybody else in need, given the circumstances. So we've partnered with some of our clients, I guess you'd say, to gather donations. We're going to have a couple events of our own to try to raise funds or supplies and try to figure out who to get those to that really needs them.
All right. Can you give us a breakdown of that, and then we'll get to Jim?
Jim's better suited
toss
for the breakdown.
All right, fine. Let's do that. Get closer to the mic if you would, Jim.
Yesterday, I'm out on a sales call, and I suddenly look at my phone as I'm walking out, and it says Richard Bazzi, and I thought, oh boy, what are we doing? Minute I answered it, Richard said, how can we help? Richard is the owner of Schultz Ford up in the Highlands. He also owns three dealerships in the Pittsburgh area. But he goes, how can we help you? How can we help the community? And we started spitballing some ideas around. And then he and his team came back and said, look, I am going to buy a truckload of water and bleach, okay? And consider their location. They're up in the Highlands. They're, you know, in a safer area there. Starting today, you can go up to Schultz Ford and, no questions asked, pick up a case of water, pick up a bottle of bleach. So, you know, it's a start. And we'll be up there. All of our River Network stations will be broadcasting live. Johnny will be doing the breaks, inviting people to come on up. We'll be talking to Richard, anything else. But we invite you, if you are in need, please come on up, grab water, grab bleach, and, you know, tell your friends and neighbors tomorrow. And Cindy, if you want to come over here and you want to talk a little bit, this is Cindy Wade, one of our crack sales reps. She works down in Marshall County. Share what you were working on.
So we are working with Marshall County Sheriff's Department, Mike Daugherty, and the Marshall County Co-op with Dave Voithoffer. We will be there tomorrow, 11 to 1 with WOMP, well, the River Network altogether. Yeah, and we will be collecting donations, whether it be dog food, things for babies, gift cards, because these people still need to eat and things like that, fuel cards, whatever. But we will be in Marshall County 11 to 1 tomorrow.
All right. And where is this again?
The Marshall County Co-op.
And where's that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the exact address. Everybody knows where the Marshall County Co-op is. Yeah.
Come off the bridge, turn left, and you can't miss it. You can't miss it.
Okay. And let me just move this back over here now to these. First of all, anything else, Cindy, that we need to talk about?
I don't think so. I know when I spoke with Mike Daugherty yesterday, he said if somebody has an extra trailer and truck and willing to help, just in case we fill one up, he said we would like to. He'd like to have somebody waiting.
And that is the Marshall County Sheriff Daugherty.
Yes.
All right. Great. And how do they get in touch with him?
With Mike?
Yeah.
Well, he's on Facebook, so you can get in touch with them through Facebook if you would want.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much. Let me move this over a little bit.
Okay.
Here
we go.
Fair enough. So, Cody Barrick and Jim Trefney. Cody, the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group, the River Network, and also Jim Trefney, sales manager, Cindy Wade, salesperson here, account executive. We're going to take a short break. If you would you please consider, if you are watching this on Facebook, if you would please consider sharing this as many places as possible. We want to get the word out to as many people as possible regarding this. You can also see this on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, as well as the Dimitri profile page. And just again, share this everywhere. People are going to be needing lots and lots of stuff. Be no questions asked. Whoever says they need it, they get it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Great.
Absolutely.
So we've got all of that and so much more for you. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. This is a special presentation, and this is to help the victims, the survivors of this terrible flash flood tragedy here in the Valley. And if you can do anything to help, by all means, get in touch, and let's do whatever we can.